JW Mobile.
Hey, Dave.
How's your day going so far? How's your Thursday? Are you in Greer?
Yes, sir, I am.
Me too. I'm on Wade Hampton.
So off of Wade Hampton on to Main Street and Taylor's, but right there on the edge of Greer.
That is. I used to go to school in Taylor's Elementary, which was right on Main Street. That's when they switched over integration from segregation. They moved me from Northwood over there to in the middle of the year. I forget which president. That might have been Reagan. I don't know.
Too young to worry about that then.
Sales going good today? You having a good day?
Yes, sir. I'm having a pretty good day today. Running a little behind, but other than that, we're good.
Move that over your way. I'm at a red light on Wade Hampton over there by Benson Chrysler, and I see clouds over in your direction.
They're everywhere, but that, somebody was telling me it was supposed to be cloudy today, but it wasn't supposed to be rainy or anything like that. It's just supposed to be overcast.
Yesterday it was 1% chance of rain today. Wind is going to be a little higher today than it was yesterday. And it's going to be in the 70s.
Day's pretty nice out there right now. Truck says it's 57.
Running around done early. I just made my last stop. And I'm headed back home. Anything I can get you before I go home?
I appreciate it, but no, I'm good right now.
There was a bad accident. My wife on her way home from work yesterday. Over in Welford on Wade Hampton, a woman running 80 miles an hour ran a red light and hit a woman and her daughter. All three of them passed away. And so now the police are out in force on Wade Hampton. That woman was running 80 miles an hour, ran a red light at 80 miles an hour. That's just senseless.
Ain't kidding. That's a senseless death of, three people? And I see it out here all the time, people flying them down the roads and not paying attention and texting and driving, just whatever. I mean, they ain't got a care in the world.
The police department said it's on their schedule to ramp up patrolling because they knew that it was getting out of hand and that this accident is going to speed up that effort. So don't be surprised if you see a lot more of them out here. And I wouldn't complain either, because anybody running 88 miles an hour out here on Wade Hampton needs to be caught and put under the jail.
Well, you ain't got to worry about me doing no speeding out here, not driving this boat.
But you never know. I mean, there's other people out here that are doing that. And yesterday, one of them messed up big time. That the girl and her daughter, she was a substitute teacher or a stand-in teacher at one of the local schools, and she was friends with a lot of people. So people that I'm friends with and people that my wife are friends with, she was also. So there's like one link away. I went and looked her up, and I saw that some of my friends knew her. I didn't know her, but some of my friends did. And she's a good person. That did not need to happen to her and her daughter.
But like I said, people don't think about anything but themselves anymore, and you're lucky if they do that.
Affairs, but if you think about it, you know, back when people had to struggle, people pulled together as a team. But then as the nation gets better and better, right, as everybody starts achieving their goals, there's less and less of that that's needed. So I'm probably yet another one of the reasons why Benjamin Franklin said we wouldn't make it past 200 years.
So, and he missed it by much, that's for sure.
Hopefully, they can keep a lid on what's going on over there in Eastern Europe for a little while longer. I'd hate our skies to look like Ukraine's skies.
I'm praying it does stay over there and doesn't make it this way at all. But it's very possible. I mean, I heard this morning that he was testing ballistic nukes that were capable of dodging the any kind of defense system.
One that he tested, and the silver lining in that dark cloud was that we were able to detect that hypersonic missile, intercontinental ballistic missile that they tested the last time they did that. So we didn't know if we could or not, because we didn't have anything to test against it, but the test proved that we could track it. And if we can track it, then thanks to Reagan's efforts, we have the ability to take it out of the sky without even sending anything metal over there. We can take it with an energy pulse. So hopefully all that stuff works. Hopefully it doesn't need to work, but at least you know it's there. Now they're talking about taking out the satellites, which would take out that capability. So it's one then the other, one then the other. Back and forth, back and forth.
But I'm going to have to jump off, Dave. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now. You be careful out there and stay safe, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
All right, good talking to you, and hope you have a good day in Greer. I am headed home, W4DJW Mobile.
And 2 Tango Mobile.
Trusty, W4DJW Mobile.
Where are you off to today?
Around this morning, I am headed home now. I've been a transfer station, a dry cleaners, a veterinarian, and Stanton Optical. I broke my glasses yesterday. I had to get them replaced, the rims. Anyway, where are you off to? I'm headed home.
Well, I'm just on my way out. Got to go to Wally World and got to go over by the mall for a couple, to possibly look at a couple of things over there. And possibly the Lowe's, and then buy the dry cleaners to drop a shirt off to be done, and, just general catch-up things that I haven't been doing for the last few days that need to be caught up.
Do that every now and then. Best of luck. I hope you knock it out real quick. Now, be careful out there. That accident yesterday caused a lot of police officers to be out in force today.
On my road, it's 35 miles an hour, and that's what I'm doing, and I'm ticking off the people behind me because where I'm at on this road is a yellow, double yellow line for most all of the way. So, I just do the 35 and take it easy. Just like it's when I get out on the main road, it's going to be 45, and that's what I'll do, and watch everybody around me.
Radar detectors out of my vehicles. They were going off constantly, and I'd look down at my speedometer, and I'd be going the speed limit or less. So I guess that happens to you when you become an old man.
Yep, you're not quite there yet. You'll be there one of these days.
I feel like I'm there. Oh, well. I'm about to back it in the driveway, so Rusty, be careful. Good talking to you. W2T, W4DJW.
All right, catch you later, Dave. W2T Mobile. Mobile. W2T Mobile. W2T Mobile. Yep. W2T, hey, Bill.
Good morning. I guess it's still morning. And what you up to today?
My personal errands, got to get a few things, pick up a few things at Walmart, pick up a few things at Lowe's and stuff like that. Then figure out where I can get a crew together to help me restring my 80-meter loop because I've got the wire for it. Now I just got to get four or five people over here to help me bring down the corners, put it back up, and solder it back to where it's supposed to be and so I can be back on the air again. It's still on the air, but need to get it upgraded so I can get it back to its length it should be.
A good spring project. At least you're going to have nice weather to do it.
And all, I was supposed to be out of town this weekend, but that fell through, so I'm not going to go anywhere. So hopefully I can round up a few folks that can come help me because it's going to take at least four or five along with me because with that copper-clad steel, you can't just pull that off and hope it all unwinds like it's supposed to. You got to unroll that sucker as you reel it out and then put it through the different points you got to do it. So it's going to take a crew to do it.
I've used that a lot. I used copper clad steel for ground radials, and it's like a slinky. You got it for the ground radials. I've got like I used almost 5,000 feet of copper clad steel. I've got more than that down, but when I put that out, I had to pin it to the ground as I put it out.
Of course, this is going to be run through the eggs at the corner, so, but I got to lower what's there, and as I lower it down, cut the old wire out, and then string the new one through the eggs, and through the three that gets it back to the corner where the fourth corner is, where the teep has the, you know, ladder line coming up, where the putter too, so. And I got number 14 gauge copper clad steel, uncoated, unfortunately. They didn't have any coated. And weren't expecting any for 12 to 14 weeks, so I had to take what I could get. Of course, it wasn't too bad price, and all. And I also bought me some ferrets up there while I was up there, so clamps to put on things. So I got a little bit of noise coming in. I think if I put these on, it'll help.
For all that. That stuff is hard to work with. It's almost impossible to bend. And if you want to solder on it, you better have a heavy-duty soldering iron.
Handheld propane torches to do it with.
Yeah, well, I wish you a lot of luck with it. What are you using now?
Scepter is just 16-gauge stranded copper wire, and it's broken at least four or five times, and it's all shorter than what the original wire was we put up there. So I've got to get new wire back up there and get it back to its proper length.
Or 16? Yeah, I can understand why you're having problems.
Here 5 years now, so I'm, you know, it's, of course, you know, you're in move, your trees move, the wire stretches, the wire breaks, all of that happens, so I do what I can, and of course, it's still, you know, I pulled, cut the bad sections out, tie it back in a knot, solder it up, pull it back up in the air, and it's still working, it just doesn't work as efficiently as it did when I first put it up there, so got to get back up so it's up to 262 feet again.
I've got a 160 meter Windham up, and it's, you know, it's a full half wave. That is a lot of wire.
Full wave on 80 meters, and it'll be a half wave on 160. So, and I get it back up there, I'll have a chance to take a look at it and make sure everything is good. So, like I said, I get the crew over here, and I can lower the ropes down the corners and. You know, drop it down, take the old wire out, put the new one through it, and pull it back up in the air very carefully, and then solder the two ends and get it all back up in the air and up and running again.
Your only antenna?
I have a Windham up there, a G5RV up there, and I have a G5RV up there.
Oh, very good. You must have plenty of space in your backyard.
Tens of an acre total, and I've got and loops on the side yard. It's loops around, and it works where it is, and get it pulled up, put it where it's supposed to be, and it'll be good. So. Just got to get it all back, get somebody over here and get help doing it and put it all back together, you know?
Good luck on it. Too bad you're not going to be able to go off this weekend. Elaine's got something for us, which she normally does. I don't know why, but even though we're retired, we can do things during the week, we still end up doing our stuff on weekends, it seems like.
We were supposed to go with Bob, and we were supposed to go shoot a horse show, but he had to cancel because the other photographer that was supposed to be coming to help backed out, so that left it just him and I, and can't do it with just two people.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to see him tomorrow night. That's the SCDXA. So I haven't seen any Boltons out. He usually sends a Bolton out, so... Hopefully you can go. In for IQ.
W2TN, yeah, and that meeting's tonight, and he's already sent the notice out. He sent the notice out, and the meeting's tonight. I won't be able to do there, get there, because I've got two nets I have to call this tonight. So one's at 7, and then the other one's at 8. So it's going to be a squeeze to get them done. So anyway, but yeah, that meeting's tonight, 6 o'clock, and I just won't make it. So anyway, well, I'm here. I'm going to find me a parking place and get inside and get what I want out of the mall here and then get back on the road and get away from there. Talk to you later. N4IQ, W2T.
Okay, yeah, I stand corrected on that. I don't know why. In my mind, I was thinking it's Wednesday. I don't know. That's one bad thing about being retired. Most days, it doesn't matter what day it is, but yeah, it's tonight. I'll be riding with K9JDP to the meeting tonight. I don't know. I was talking to Dave, CBA, and I mentioned to him that I was going tonight because he had asked me. But anyway, okay. Good luck to you. 73's. W U2T N4IQ mobile.